Join us every Saturday at noon for WFYL's newest local program, Pet Chat. This week, hosts Jacques Schiller and Diane Kucinich interview Rich O'Donnell, president of the Devon Horse Show. Learn interesting behind-the-scenes details about this prestigious and internationally known event, which benefits Bryn Mawr Hospital. That's Pet Chat, every Saturday at noon.
Hello, this is Pet Chat with Jacques and Diane, welcoming you to our 1180 WFYL show. We have a special guest today. His name's Rich O'Donnell. He's president of the Devon Horse Show and County Fair. He's also a competitor. He's been so for 40 years in the antique carriage and marathon coaching division. So welcome. Welcome, Rich.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So how's everything going over there today?
Well, today it's very warm, but we have a lot of spectators, and certainly our competition started early this morning at 7 o'clock, and it'll run all the way through till about 11 o'clock this evening without stop. And today's a big day. Today is our Grand Prix day, which is the premier horse show, a horse jumping event, which is a spectacular spectator love and interest, and our showgrounds will be bubbling with a lot of spectators and certainly box holders and ticket holders. So we're pretty excited. Today's a big day for us. We'll get anywhere between 10 to 15,000 people here on the showgrounds.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. How many people do you expect? How many overall? Is it a two-week?
We anticipate now, and you know, the numbers do fluctuate. A lot of it depends on weather. A lot of it depends on folks going away to the shores. But generally, on average, we do about 150,000 folks per horse show per year, which is really pretty exciting. It's a phenomenal number of guests that come through, and that really includes exhibitors as well as their grooms and attendants and family and friends. As you probably know, Devon, has always been a family tradition. Mm-hmm. So we're very fortunate. If those of you that have been here on our showgrounds have witnessed the baby carriages going by, and you know, the little ones already starting to come, and it's wonderful to see the families participate in viewing the show here at Devon.
I bet you they just can't wait to compete themselves, those little ones. How many horses compete?
We anticipate, I believe there's like a little over 4,000 horses entered, and that number fluctuates again. And depends, you know, sometimes when you enter your horse early in the spring when we send the prize list out, prize list consists of all the classes that those that have entries, they would predetermine what classes they want to enter. And then, of course, a lot of folks do enter and then sometimes don't end up showing up. So we have anywhere between maybe, I guess, a 15 to 20% variance in that 4,000 number.
Sure.
But that's on average. We can accommodate 1,300 horses here on the showground.
Wow. How many events do you have per day?
Well, there's, I'm going to say, at least 25 different events every day. And like I say, they generally start at 8 o'clock in the morning and go all the way to 11 o'clock at night. We do stop at for the dinner hour. And generally, if everything is on schedule, we get an hour between the afternoon session and the start of the evening session, which generally has been starting around 6:30, 7 o'clock each evening.
Now, didn't you have something special last night that had to do with hats?
Yeah, well, yesterday was Ladies' Hat Day.
Oh.
And it was pretty exciting because Ladies' Hat Day is really a spectacular event. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and runs all the way through to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's phenomenal. It's 2 years ago it started, and of course we just called it the Ladies' Hat Day.
Right,
And really, it really has caught a tremendous amount of momentum and interest. And this year we had a major sponsor, Philadelphia Magazine, come out.
Oh,
and
cool.
They were the sponsor of the Ladies Hat Day. And I witnessed at least 150, 200 ladies with hats of all types, colors, all shapes.
Gotcha.
And some absolutely magnificent entries. And,
is it a competition?
It's a competition.
Oh,
is really what
fantastic.
It is. Yeah. And it's worked out really well. And they get a ribbon, and there's a jeweler who is also a sponsor, and they are given a little. I think it's a sterling silver keychain, which is very nice. But it's got the Devon logo on it, and it represents the year, and it's just a token of a way of saying our appreciation for their involvement.
So. And I think it's nice too that it kind of runs on the wings of or rides on the wings of the Kentucky Derby, so everybody has their hats ready.
Absolutely,
and ready for next weekend's event.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep, you betcha.
Can you say Triple Crown?
Can I say Triple Crown? Yes, I certainly can.
Let's hope.
That's right.
It's been long enough. Diane?
That's so true. It certainly has. Well, it would be, I think for the equestrian sport, it would be a big boost in the equestrian sport as
Absolutely.
Well. Absolutely. It really would.
Do you have folks bringing pets? Can you bring your pets?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We welcome pets. If they bring their dogs, we ask the dogs be on leashes, and that's a liability issue. So we really do encourage folks. I just came in from walking the grounds, and I bet you I saw folks, probably over 100 dogs that are here, and they're all types, all breeds, and they're all gorgeous-looking animals, and
mm-hmm.
You know, they're really, truly pets, and I think that's what's important. They're part of the family, so we encourage it. We don't discourage it. We do encourage the leashing because we don't want any little child getting hurt or any dog loose. We try our very best to encourage the leashing, and we have signs all over the place. If you bring a dog, make sure you leash it. So, and it works. Most of the people are very, very kind about that, and I think they appreciate the fact that we allow them to bring their pets to the show.
So bring a dog and ride a cowboy.
Bring a dog, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
And Rich, what are the most popular dogs that you tend to see?
Well, I see a lot of golden labs. I see, in the last 3 days, we've seen Mountain Burmese, I believe, is the breed, and I can't believe it because, you know, this time of the year it's so warm, and you almost, your heart bleeds for an animal that's got that much fur, but yet the animal doesn't seem to be in any discomfort, so I guess Mother Nature and the good man up above takes good care of that animal, so I guess we don't have to worry about it being so hot because most of the owners of these dogs know we have various drinking bowls for the pets while they're here as well, and we try to encourage folks to go up and use them whenever their pets are looking for at least a drink of water or whatever.
Sure.
So,
the neat thing about thing about dogs is they breathe or they sweat through their tongue. So
that is correct. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I just think it's exciting. But we've seen a lot of the golden retrievers, the retriever, category,
mm-hmm.
a lot of Jack Russell, which would be the sporting hunting kind of dog. And certainly, like I said, in the last couple of days, I've noticed so many Burmese mountain dogs. I was surprised. I didn't realize mm-hmm. there were that many around. So I guess that's a very, family, good family pet. So I suspect that's, kind of important as well.
Well, we find, Diane and I both have pet care companies.
Ah, okay.
I'll just give you a little snippet since we have about another minute in this particular segment. But mine's Soap and Bean Pet Care, and I'm in the King of Prussia and surrounding areas, and I do in-home overnights, specialize in dogs, cats. I have a bird and a rabbit that I'm doing right now. Diane?
Isn't that interesting?
And I'm with Pampered Paws Pet Care PA.
Right.
And we're professional pet sitting and daily midday dog walking. And we service Chester and Montgomery counties. And,
that's fantastic.
And we do overnights, and we also work with horses.
Do you really?
Yes, we do.
That's fantastic. I think that's an important part, since this is the Devon Horse Show. I think every horse owner must have at least 1 to 3 dogs that really come and stay with their horses all, you know, here in the stables as well. The pet owners in the equestrian world, we seem to have a tendency to have our pets, but our big pets, but the little pets are just as important to us all as well.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
Well, we're going to bring this session to an end. We've got another session coming up after a little commercial break. So just bear with us for a second, Rich,
and
we'll be right back.
Thank you.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran, and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Veterans, WFYL is pleased to participate in Greater Harleysville and North Penn Senior Services Veterans Expo. Stop by our table on Wednesday, June 10th from 9 to 1 p.m. Vets, make sure you are aware of the benefits you have earned. Find out about available resources, vision screenings offered, light refreshments available. Located at Encore Experiences Harleysville Senior Center. Call 215-256-6900 for more information.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, we're back. This is Pet Chat on AM 1180. WFYL, and we're here with Rich O'Donnell, the president of the Devon Horse Show and County Fair, and as I'd mentioned before, he's also a competitor and has been for 40 years in the Antique Carriage Marathon and coaching classes. So, welcome back, Rich.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Welcome back, Rich. This is Diane. I'm with Pampered Paws. I'm also here, and I'm really curious. I wanted to butt in here real quick, and I'm excited because I've actually been going to the Devon Horse Show since I was little, and this year I noticed that I noticed that you have a lot to do with history, and I want to get back to that. But I also noticed that there's a Rediscovering Devon History book available And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that and how that came about.
Sure. One of the things that Devin has been really interested in trying to do is preserve our past. And that's why this year we came up with the logo, The Tradition Continues. And that is basically running our horse show for the benefit of Bryn Mawr Hospital. But when you mentioned the Rediscover Devon, basically what we're trying to do is archive some of the past. And we have a fabulous collection of photographs and prints. And I must admit that back then, I guess they didn't write on the back of the photographs and tell who the people are that are in the photograph. And today, now that we're looking at some of this, we look at the photographs and say, gee, I wonder who that person is. I wonder who that person is. And, you know, the sad part about it is no one ever wrote anybody's name on the back. They just put them in a box and thought, well, year after year after year, we'll get back to that. Well, now we've got boxes of photographs, and as a result, we now have worked with the local historical society who has given us some guidance on how to preserve these photographs. And also, internally, Devin's goal is to preserve the breeds that we've always had here at Devon. For instance, the hunter-type horses, the jumpers, the American saddlebred horses, the Hackney ponies. We're looking at, we're preserving the Hackney horses and the Hackney ponies. The Hackney Pony is our logo. The Devon Marathon, which is a long-standing tradition here at Devon. The coaching division, side saddle. These are all, in my mind, different types of discipline, but certainly disciplines that folks really like to see the variety and the various types of competition that we have for the horse show. We even introduced, I guess, in the last 10 years, the breed of Frisians, which is really something that's fabulous. It's a beautiful breed of the horse, and their presence is well known. And when you seem to clap for these horses when they're in the ring, they love it. They seem to thrive on that noise, I guess.
Where's the Frisian horse come from?
From Friesland. Oh. Friesland. And that's where they come from.
Where's
and
Friesland?
That's, well, it's actually in north of Holland is where it is.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's where it is.
Friesland.
Yeah. The Devon Country Fair is a very strong proponent of rediscovering Devon. We want to continue the old traditions that happened here 119 years ago. And that is continuing to happen. Fortunately, with our the local historical society, they've been a tremendous help in guiding us on how to preserve a lot of this good artifacts that we have
and
of the past.
You know, it's amazing when you look at some of the images that you see the history of how this began in 1890 with people just congregating in their backyards and showing each other their horses.
Yes.
And, you know, it just built in 1914. The Devon Horse Show was the largest outdoor horse show in the country.
Yes.
And that
yes.
was 1914.
Yes.
And I know, you know, we flirted with having a lot of different celebrities there, and I believe Martha Stewart was one of them.
Martha Stewart was one. We've had William Shatner here. Carson Kressley has performed here. We've had a lot of dignitaries here that has visited the show over the years. A number of well-known individuals that have come to the show because their children or child has performed here at the show, and certainly that's what brings them to the show. And we welcome all the celebrities, and certainly bring. I wish more would come out. I mean, that's a very important part of our heritage and our story about Devon.
You mentioned entertainment. You have bands as well?
No, I'm talking professional entertainers that have come out to see the show because their children writing. Bruce Springsteen has been here. The former mayor of New York has come to visit the show when his daughter performs here at the show. And the list goes on. It really does. So.
And when you look at the future, I know when I was a little girl, there was a lot to do in a country fair and a lot to do with the horses. And I always went home and drove my parents crazy and begged them for a horse.
Right.
do you see today that the country fair has grown in the years past? Or do you feel that you're trying to kind of give it a reborn?
Well, I personally think the horse show and the country fair have moved forward in a number of ways. Just as an example, we never sold items that had the Devon Horse Show logo, for instance, souvenirs.
Right.
Never did we ever expect that anyone would be interested in something like that. And 5 years ago, we implemented the souvenir booth. And that's part of the country fair. Today, that is the leading number of sales.
Wow.
In the entire organization. And I'm not talking $20. I'm talking a couple $1,000. I mean, it's a phenomenal interest that everybody wants a piece of Devon. They want to wear a piece of Devon, whether it be a T-shirt, whether it be a shirt, a hat. The variety of items that are in the souvenir booth today is just... I'm sure they have over 150 different types of items. For instance, glasses, bath towels, hats, belts, ties, cufflinks, jewelry. It has taken off like wildfire. And that's pretty exciting because that tells us that Devon is alive and the people that come here love Devon. And that's truly what we and all of us feel here that are really behind the scenes putting the show together. We love Devon.
Sure.
We wouldn't be here if we didn't enjoy it, and certainly we feel very strong about it because everything we do goes to the benefit of the Bryn Mawr Hospital.
And I think it also exemplifies the prestige of Chester County overall.
Yeah.
You look at William DuPont, the DuPonts were the first one to actually provide stabling there on the grounds for the horses.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember years ago, I was lucky enough to go through those stables, and it was unbelievable how well organized the grounds are for the animals and the conditions, and it's just a beautiful place to kind of tour if you're that lucky to see them
all. It is. It's a fun place. It really is a fun place. As I think I mentioned earlier, it's a family place to bring the family and enjoy an afternoon of horse show. I've always looked at it as we bring the horse show to the city, and I look at Devon as a little city. And we're not that far from Philadelphia or Jeffersonville or Collegeville or Soderton. It's really bringing the horse show right to our little city here in Devon. And it really, the community really pours out every year to help the show get better and bigger. And I mentioned even the horse show is growing. We're looking at bringing other breeds to this show, and it would be exciting to have some other types of breeding, and I'm talking draft horses, possibly. That's something that we've often thought about, and at some point we may consider doing that.
Now, why has there been a delay in bringing the draft horses? And draft horses are very large.
Well, and the reason for that is stabling. Most of our stalls really only accommodate, they're either 10 by 10 or 12 by 12. And you bring in some of these big draft horses, they have to stand in a straight stall, which is acceptable. But generally with a draft horse, you're talking anywhere between 18 to 22 hands or higher, and they're huge. They're like the Clydesdales. They need larger rooms. They need bigger rooms, and we just don't have that accommodation on our premises today. I think at some point we would consider doing something like that.
Do you ever have Clydesdales?
The Clydesdales do come to Devon, and we're very grateful to bring the Clydesdales to Devon. We had them last year. We try not to do it every year because obviously they have different commitments that they make year after year, and they have been very good to us in the past. They've generally come to us like every other year, and that's worked out very well for us. And whenever they're here, the numbers just soar through the roof because the spectators, the exhibitors, and all the patrons just absolutely love. Who doesn't like, the Clydesdales? I mean, you mention Clydesdales, and they right away talk about Budweiser. Well, it's a tradition, and they're a magnificent draw for us.
That's fantastic, and we're going to be taking a break soon, but when we before we even talk about going to break, I want to talk about some volunteers that come out to help at the Devon Horse Show.
Mm-hmm.
Are there, I mean, it has to be probably close to 1,000 volunteers.
We have 27, over 2,700 volunteers, and they work both in the country fair and also on the horse show side.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It's we've been able to, and here again, it goes back to tradition. We have mom and dads who have been working here, now our grandparents today, and they have their children, and now the grand-grandchildren are helping out, and even it goes down the line even further, the great-great-grandchildren are now involved, and that's how the number has increased over years. And then they bring their friends, and their friends come to Devon, because it really is a fun place. Even cooking a hamburger in this heat today is really a lot of fun.
Well, Rich, can you hang for one more segment here?
Not a problem.
Okay, we're going to go to break. This is Pet Chat at AM 1180 WFYL.
Hi, this is Carla Dedessi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Southern women scattered spring flowers on the graves of both the Northern and Southern soldiers who died during the Civil War. This was the origin of Memorial Day, which in 1868 was set on May 30th. From the Spanish-American War to World Wars I and II, Korea and Vietnam, this is a day for honoring all those who gave their lives to preserve America's freedoms. Beginning in 1921, every president has placed a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, which is inscribed with the phrase, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known only to God."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my own studly horse.
Welcome back to Pet Chat. We are chatting with Rich O'Donnell, the president of the Devon Horse Show and County Fair. He's a competitor and been so for many, many years. Welcome back, Rich.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you had a slight correction from our last segment?
Oh, yes. Yes, I mentioned the Frisians originated in Friesland, and I want to just clarify, this breed of horse originated in northern Netherlands and dates back to the Middle Ages. And I just wanted to make sure that your listeners, when I said Friesland, to the owners of the Friesians, they use that term very openly, and it is a little town in the Netherlands, but that's where they originated.
Gotcha.
Originally. So I just wanted to be sure that was clarified.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, great.
And Rich, I wanted to talk to you about, I've been really curious. We just talked about the amount of volunteers. I was kind of shocked. I thought maybe there would be 1,000 people volunteering at the Devon Horse Show, and it's 2,700. And you had started to kind of tell us about what some of the volunteers do there, and maybe what the majority do, and some actually work with food, some work with the animals. Can you let us know what that experience is about?
Sure. It's a wonderful experience, first of all. Even in my position as president of the organization, I am a volunteer as well. And with that, we have 2,700 plus volunteers that have been working day in and day out for the 11 days of our show here at Devon. And so many people, you know, ask me, well, how do you get that many people involved? Well, basically, it goes back to the tradition, which continues, and that is our kind of logo that we're using right now. Even though Devon Horse Show, where champions meet, is truly our logo, but the tradition continues. This is the same concept where we have had families for years volunteering, and then their children have now since stepped up to volunteer, and now it's grandchildren and then great-grandchildren, and then they add their friends to it, so we're adding more and more people to help us on a day-to-day basis run the show, and we've been very fortunate, and believe me, without volunteers, we could not make it all happen for Bryn Mawr Hospital, because 11 days of horse showing, and we're talking 12 to 16-hour days, if we had put us an hourly wage to that, we would probably be broke before we even open up the front gate. So we're very blessed to have the volunteers that we have. And
I think that what I noticed in years past, just coming in and out of the grounds,
right,
is that not only do they sign up often, year after year, is there a waiting list to be a volunteer?
Actually, we try to avoid the waiting list. We encourage anybody that wants to help, just give us a call at devonhorseshow.org, or you know, check our website out, because there is a place on our website that says volunteer, click here, and you send us your name and information, and then we get back in touch with you. If you don't hear from us, give us a call right at the Devon Horse Show office, and we'll be glad to, you know, set the person up if they're interested in volunteering. And you can be a volunteer at almost anything. You can be an usher. You can be a lemon and candy stick seller. You can be a fudge seller. You can be a hamburger maker. You can be a hot dog maker. You can be a waiter or waitress in the cafe. I mean, there's so many different things that are available. And we're fortunate because when we do get the volunteers, they say, well, I have an experience in this, or I have an experience in that. And we're almost getting a professional person to help us, guide us down some of these paths that we have as far as, you know, the different jobs and responsibilities.
That's fantastic. And you just mentioned something that sparked my interest. I know after attending it, you know, for a few years, one of the most popular concession treat I noticed was the lemon stick. Is that still there?
That is still very popular.
Wow.
It is extremely popular. We still have the young children coming and going and selling the, you know, they walk up and down the midway here or throughout the grounds, and people are buying lemons and lemon sticks, and it's still a very important part of our show.
What's a lemon stick?
Being
a naive person,
no problem,
who's it's never been to the show since I'm new to the area.
It's basically a real lemon cored out in the center, and then it's a strip of a lemon tasting sugar piece of candy is really what it is. It looks like a stir almost. Well, you put the stir down into the lemon, and you suck through the candy, and you're getting the juices of the lemon, and it's absolutely very refreshing.
Well, sounds wonderful.
It is good.
I'm coming to the show on Saturday, and I'll definitely get one.
Good.
Wait. You have to leave some for me, too. And I heard a rumor that the fudge is unbelievable. Tell me a little bit about the fudge at the Devin Horst Show.
The country fair ladies really prepare all the fudge on their own. It is not an outside vendor. They start making the fudge in late February, and they make over 1,000 pounds plus of fudge, and they cut it and core it and make sure and put it in boxes, or they're in little plastic containers, and they sell. They've been selling fudge for the last 119 years. It's always been a popular item here at Devon, and tradition continues, and it's very important to remember that.
I wonder how much fudge they've eaten before the show starts.
I get to sample it from time to time, and it's pretty. It is good. It's a lot of fun, and you talk to these volunteers, and they're great family oriented individuals, and a lot of times the husbands are there, or their daughter or son's there helping, and it's really a lot of fun. I mean, we do have a lot of fun putting this show together.
I'm looking at an old photograph, and behind the horses, there is a humongous building. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That was the old Devon Inn, the hotel.
That's
what that was.
It kind of looks like the Radnor Hunt building.
Yeah,
it looks like
a lot of
huge hotel.
Think it's the Radnor Hunt, but it's not. It is not. It was called Devon Inn. It was a hotel here on the main line. And that's where the horse show took place, on the lawns of the Devon Inn. That's where it took place.
How long has it been since its demise, I guess?
Without going back into these, I'm going to say somewhere between 1915 and 1930, somewhere in that range.
Right, right.
I understand, and was my understanding, the inn had a fire and it burnt down.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense because it looks wonderful.
Yeah, and then the grounds became available, and I think certainly the powers to be at that time decided we need to put a horse show grounds here.
Sure.
And that's, of course, how it all got started, and that's why then they start building barns and they start building a couple more arenas, and, obviously we've moved everything into the 21st century, and we continue to do that today.
And when it comes to the grandstand today, how many people do you think you can seat at once?
Well, we have 380 box holders. On top of that, I think the total number that we can get in is a little less than 850, with seats, benches, and people actually sitting somewhere, I think. So the 380 box holders, there are six seats in each one. So we're probably going to say somewhere over 2,000, maybe 2,500 people we can get in.
Can you still buy a box?
Boxes are
rent? I don't know.
that's a real challenge today because, again, most box holders pass down their boxes through their families, and certainly their families want the box. Now, a very important thing to note is to own a box or to rent or lease a box is a privilege. We lease to the owners year after year. Many owners or many box holders think they own it and we can't do anything. Well, that belongs to us. It doesn't belong to the box holder. They lease it for 11 days.
Silly rabbit.
But, you know, that can happen. And I understand that. Because of tradition, we recognize that. And we try to respect that in every sense of the word. That if it is family, we understand you want to try to keep it in your family. And we're not asking you to give it up, by no means. It's a box. We do have a list of box holders that want boxes. But I'll be honest with you, it's been probably 2, sometimes 3, 4 years before we can actually get one freed up that we can make available. And they don't come available often, so it's a hit-or-miss kind of thing.
Sure. Is it like at the football stadium where they could sub it out, or they have to keep it within their family?
We discourage the subletting very much discouraged the subletting. We unfortunately had a very sad situation here where some couple box holders were scalping their box holder tickets. And, of course, here in Pennsylvania, that's not permitted. So we
that's a no-no.
Yeah, it is a no-no. So we've really tried to discourage them. We've contacted the owners and said, look, you know, we know you're doing it. We'd prefer that you not do it. If you continue, we're going to not give you the box back next year. And that's really the way we feel. We're not here to make – you're not here – in other words, the box holders are not here to make money for themselves. If they want to donate at the Bryn Mawr, in my opinion, that would be a different approach. But they're not donating those dollars back to Bryn Mawr. So we really discourage that 100%, scalping and upselling their tickets or sharing their box. That's something they're not permitted to do as a sublet at all.
Okay, and we're on that note, we're going to come right back and wrap it up in a few moments. But I want to... Okay. I want to touch base with boxes and celebrities and what happens when they show up. And
great.
And we'll be right back.
And talk
great.
About a couple of upcoming events. This
great.
Is
thank you.
Pet Chat, AM 1180 WFYL.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Coming up this week on The Money Pit, here's some cool news. Central AC is more efficient than ever before. Is it time to upgrade your old Central AC system? Find out when this old house HVAC contractor, Roger Cook, stops by The Money Pit this Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. on 1180 a.m. WFYL, working for your liberty.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sandy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to Pet Chat here on AM 1180 WFYL. We're here with our guest, Rich O'Donnell, president of the Devon Horse Show and County Fair. Rich, we've
yes.
got a couple more things we'd like to cover.
Yes, hi, Rich. This is Diane again.
Yes.
I just wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit more about the boxes and the seating at
sure.
the horse fair. And what I guess is really important is preserving the history of the horse show and keeping it oriented towards the horses and the sportsmanship, but also realizing too that celebrities can be there any day and you're actually rubbing elbows with them sometimes and you don't even know it.
That's very true. In the past, we normally would receive a call that, you know, a certain individual might be on our showgrounds today. And, of course, we do not bring any attention. We don't make a loud announcement. Unless they want that type of announcement done, then we let people know. But normally in the past, what we have tried to do is allow them to be just as normal as everybody else that's right and fit right in with the rest of the crowds that are here.
Look for the person in the pink hat.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, if that happens, then they're going to attract attention to them without any problem. But as a policy here at Devon, we want anyone who is a celebrity to come, enjoy the show. We've had great celebrities here. We've had a number of them, and I think of one right off the bat is William Shatner. He has saddlebred horses, and he comes to Devon frequently. He really is a great competitor here.
He rides.
Yeah. Yes, he does. And when he's here, he doesn't want to be, you know, bothered because he's focused on showing his horses, just like I do. I mean, you know, I want to show my horses. I don't want people to call out and say, "Oh, there's the president of the horse show." I really don't want that. I want it to be kept quiet until after I'm out of the ring. William Shatner has been very gracious and very kind to Devon, and he's always allowed, he doesn't mind people walking up to him and asking him for a signature. We have other dignitaries that have come that just fit right into the crowd and say nothing, and that's fine too. We are very happy with that. In the past, we've had some high-ranking officials from our United States, Washington area, and, you know, President Eisenhower has been here, and Lady Bird Johnson was here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And when those folks arrive, as you well know, there's always Secret Service or there's always someone around them, and
right.
We want to try to keep it as clear for them as possible. We don't want to... you know, we're not looking to overshadow them with a lot of photographers or anything of that nature. The bottom line is they're here to have fun, and that's what they really
exactly.
are here for.
So. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring attention to your division. Tell us a little bit about the antique carriage marathon
sure.
coaching classes.
Sure. Well, I've been competing here at Devon for the last 30 years in the antique carriage competition. And it generally takes place the first Sunday of the horse show. And then, of course, we have two other days that we continue to compete with the same horses and vehicles. Now, my wife and I have a collection of antique horse-drawn carriages. But the vehicles we used this past weekend, we used two different types of vehicles. And it was just a matter of choice of what we wanted to use. One was an American-made vehicle, and the other one is an English-made vehicle. One's called a game cart. The other one was called a spider fan, a little bit more formal, sporty versus formal. And I'm very proud to say we have four horses at home. I brought two of them in for this competition, and I'm very proud to say we were reserve champion and worked very hard to get into that position. And my boys, my two horses that performed, worked very hard, and as a result, we did very well. We came up on top, and I'm very proud of the fact that Devon still continues the tradition of carriage marathon, and really the folks that are lined along the streets during the marathon, it's phenomenal. It looks like a bike race, but it's not a race. It's a very comfortable country drive through the back roads of Devon and Berwyn and then back to the showgrounds. It's a very, very well done 5-mile carriage drive through the country, and it's beautiful through some of the prettiest sections of the main line, and we're very grateful to the neighbors for allowing us to compete in their neighborhood, and certainly we bring a lot of attention, and they love it because obviously they're picnicking and waiting to see the parade come by, and they really do, and they recognize the competitors, they clap,
sure.
they really get into it, and that's all part of Devon.
You know, it's funny, Rich, because we're on the roads a lot, because we do pet sitting and pet care and
sure.
horse care and various things. In Chester Springs, we
yes.
have a lot of people who are actually riding their antique carriages and their cars and their steam cars. And,
yes.
But what I notice very often on Sundays are the carriages out there on the roadways with
yep.
full gear. Sometimes
yep.
they're not dressed. Sometimes
yep.
they're full dressed and they're practicing.
Yep.
And I'll stop and I'll get their pictures. And,
yep.
and it's just amazing to see. I guess that's part of the practice route, maybe.
Well, it is fun, and that's when we do exercise our animals. Obviously, they're driving horses, so you definitely want to use them on the road, and you want them to get comfortable with cars passing and bicyclers driving by, or even motorcycles.
Sure. Is a Surrey with a fringe on top from Oklahoma, is that an antique carriage?
It absolutely is. Yes, it is. There are a number of Surreys with fringe on top vehicles, and they're still in operation today. I mean, the vehicles that I have date back to the early 1800s, and we still use those carriages today in competition. So they're still around. The old Concord coach, which was built up in the New England area, that's still around in Concord, Mass. That's where they originally were built. And then we have some of the old Western-type stage coaches that are still in collections today here in the United States. On the East Coast, we have a predominant amount of coaching carriage driving enthusiasts. I would think that really the Northeast Carter is the heaviest population of collectors in the area. And I must say, Pennsylvania is very rich in antique horse-drawn carriages. There's a tremendous amount of collectors in just the Chester County, Berks County area.
Amazing.
Of carriage collectors. And it's fascinating. It really is. And again, we're proud that Devon has this competition for us because we love to compete here.
Sure.
And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience.
We have just a couple minutes left. Could you talk about maybe some of the other events throughout
the
year?
Sure. If we can't make it to the Devon Horse Show in the spring, is there something to look forward to in the summer and fall?
Absolutely. We have what they call the Devon Fall Classic, which starts September the 10th through the 13th, 2015. It is a new 4-day exciting jumper competition, and we're really excited because it raises money for the Devon Horse Show and Country Fair Foundation. And reserved and box seating information is available after July 15th, I believe, is the date, 2015. And you just go on our website, www.devonhorseshow.org, and you can obtain further information about the Fall Classic. But that's a new menu, so this is the third year for the show.
Oh, wow.
It's been very successful for us, and it's another opportunity to bring the show jumping world to the main line.
One thing I would request, maybe one or two segments coming in September, if you could come back to the show.
Sure, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do it as long as your listeners enjoy it. I'll be glad to help in any way that I can.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got one more minute left, so what else would you like to talk about?
I just want to welcome everybody to come to the horse show.
Come
see it for yourself.
Well, we're both coming this weekend. So
go ahead.
And Rich, what is the easiest way to get tickets? You have to have a ticket to get in. So is it okay to come to the door?
Well, you can buy tickets right at the front gate, ticket office. You can do that, and that's very easy to do. They probably will have some seats during the day, and certainly on Sunday, I'm sure they'll have seats. But I can't tell you verbatimly what's available, what's not available, but I believe it's $10 to get through the gate, and you can come in and just walk the grounds, sit on the benches around the showgrounds, and enjoy yourself. Have your lemon stick and just sit by the show and watch the show and enjoy your lemon stick. So
fantastic.
Okay, well, we thank you so much, Rich O'Donnell. And this has been Pet Chat at AM 1180 WFYL. This is Jacques.
And this is Diane. Thanks for tuning in today.
And we'll see you next time.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt located in the King of Prussia Mall.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Walk to work, walk the dog, have the dog walk you, take a hike, take a bike, skate, dance, hop, jump, do the Humpty Hump, skip seconds, skip dessert, skip, skip, skip to my loo, don't skip breakfast, drink H2O, lower your sodium, raise the roof, shake your booty, stock up on vegetables, and don't forget to eat them. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.